Let's go right back to the Harbor One hotline, because joining us now is Patriots defender Matthew Judon. He got a sack in yesterday's game. Matthew's brought to us by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health, with offices in Denham, Marlboro, Woburn, and Salem, New Hampshire. Visit northeastmenshealth.com. And by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. Matthew Judon with Gresh and Fourier is with us on the Harbor One hotline. Matthew, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How y'all doing?
We're we're unpacking everything that went down last night. Of course, there's a ton of Mac Jones blame being thrown around by some. But I want to ask you, Matthew Judon, you had a very strong statement last night about the state of your football team. You came out last night and very definitively said, we are not a bad team. Why did you feel that was the right moment for you to deliver that message in such a way after the game?
Man, I just feel like how everybody was talking, it's just like, it was just like not where we want to take the team. It was just all negative and stuff like that. And it's like, y'all clearly see it's not a bad team. Y'all clearly see we're capable of winning both of the games that we play. We just have to play to a higher standard faster, earlier, and get to a better start. We just can't wait till the second half to do it.
Yeah, and so what was it like in the locker room? Because I know that just watching the post game, being part of it, it seemed like, you know, guys were slower to come out of the locker room than usual.
I think it was just a later game. You kind of wait around all day to play. And then you know, when you do kind of lose, it's just a little damper on your night. But, you know, when you win, you'll be right up out of that thing. But also, we all be knowing it's going to be traffic. So it ain't really nowhere to go. And so you kind of just trying to hang around and try to wait the traffic out.
So you mentioned how, you know, you made this statement before anyone even asked you a question. And, like, you know, we're a good team. And so, but it is like a results based, you know, game here. And I'm curious, how do you guys, you know, what do you guys tell yourself, you know, and what do you guys have to do in order to make sure you show everybody that you are a better than your record shows?
I think we just got to go out and win games. You know, we go out and put together some good games back to back, and we rattle off some wins, and then nobody really care about the first two games. You know, they just kind of blemishes on our record. But I think the cure for any, you know, like you said, any sport or any record based sport or any record based thing is wins. When you start accumulating more wins than losses, that's when people say you're good. And we're not going to be a good team, or we're not going to be looked at as a good team until we accumulate more wins.
Matthew Judon with Gresh and Fourier. Run defense got a little leaky last night. How did you see it, Matthew Judon?
We just got to play better up front, front seven. Can't give them explosive plays. I think that's a team that live off explosive plays, especially how fast they are. They get it to their playmakers in speed and space. And we can't really have the 20-plus runs, or we can't really have, like, everything got to be earned. Everything you get got to come, you know, with some punishment, and that's not how we play. And they kind of just stuck to their guns, stuck to their game plan, and it kind of just wore on us as the game went on.
So did they do it? So they didn't do anything that you guys that surprised you guys?
No, not really. They really didn't throw it down the field as much, but they didn't really do nothing that, you know, we haven't seen out of them in any film we've watched.
So the other thing is, they're making a lot of this, and I don't even know how aware you are of this. Mike Daniels, their head coach, was talking about the defense and how they knew you guys would kind of show something different, and a lot of emphasis on like the three safety look on the back end. Did you feel like that was key into keeping Tyreek Hill like under, you know, 100 yards receiving?
I believe the Patriots that showed that look three safeties for a long time. You know, we got good secondary players, and so we put them out there so they can run with that speed, all that speed, and just stay on top of the coverage, and then it also doesn't help when Marcus goes out early and we don't have Jay Jones.
Matthew, one of the things that I wanted to ask you is, it felt like there were times where you were playing in space last night. This wasn't Matt Judon constantly rushing the quarterback unless I missed something. I'm curious through your eyes how you were used last night, because it felt like you were being a part of those, minus just hitting the quarterback in the mouth. It felt like you were a part of that group that was trying to contain this Miami defense from going deep or catching a short and busting it sideways. Curious for your thoughts on your usage last night, because it wasn't just you trying to get after Tua. At least it didn't seem like it.
I think I was used properly. I think the game plan, we executed. I think what it really came down to, as a couple key fundamentals that we kind of lack, and we got to tighten up on.
Matthew, I have two more things for you. One is a question about defense and the way offenses are attacking in the NFL. There's a lot being made about throwing the ball down the field. Well, whether it's your offense, the Miami offense, and I think the league has gone the way of the shorter throws near the line of scrimmage. Would you describe that that's the way the game has gone, Matthew Judon, is that we're now in the era of the shorter throws from the quarterbacks versus the guys that are standing there and trying to throw it 25 to 50 yards down the field?
I wouldn't necessarily say that. I would say that I think speed and space is a bigger part of our game now, and I think that we have quarterbacks trying to get the ball out of their hands because we have faster rushers, better rushers, and you only have so long to actually hold on to the ball. So I wouldn't say everybody's trying to dink and dunk and trying to, but I think everybody's fine with just picking up first downs now. We have such good safeties. You know, balls are 50-50 balls aren't really offensive balls anymore. And so now quarterback's like, okay, I'll take this 5-yard check down and maybe my wide receiver can do something. But if not, you know, it's second and five, or it's third and five, and it's manageable, instead of sitting there holding onto the ball, two high safeties, and ended up getting sacked.
And the last thing for you, Matthew Judon, is, it's been two games where the starts have been slow. First quarter against Philly was damn near disastrous. This one against Miami, not as bad. Is this something that you, as a veteran leader, have to be aware of to try to get fixed? Is this first quarter and the starts something that's got to get fixed for you guys to be successful?
I think we're going to get it fixed if we want to be a good team. I don't think just because I notice it and I say we got to get it fixed, it's going to be fixed. It's no remedy to playing good football. You just got to go out there and play good football. And I think that's the best thing for us, is when we go out there, when we get out there, we execute, and when we dominate from the get-go. We don't wait until somebody else makes a play. We go out there ready to be the person that makes a play. And when that play comes to you, or when your numbers call, you just execute.
So last one for me, Matthew, is have you ever started a season 0-2?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I believe so, yeah.
Same feeling from the other time?
Playoffs, too. Made the playoffs.
Did you? Okay. Well, then you can speak to that, then.
Yeah. I think the best thing is, I think the best thing about starting 0-2, and it's not really too many positive bright looks on that, but it's doable. It's very doable. Like, okay, string together some wins. String together some wins, and it's easier said than done. But if you string together some wins, you'll be right back into that, in the thick of things before anybody knows it.
You do know, I don't know if you heard this stat to your point, though, the last time Bill Belichick team here for the Patriots started 0-2, they actually won the Super Bowl.
Well, see.
There you go. All right. Can't put that up on the board.
Can be done. Matt Judon, thanks for the time. We appreciate it. We'll catch you soon. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.